Welcome back. In this advanced lesson, we're taking an Amen-style raga cut and turning it into something that doesn't just loop, but performs. The goal here is to make the break swing, talk, and pull the drop forward using macro controls in Ableton Live 12. This is not just about chopping an Amen into pieces. You're building a playable drum instrument that can evolve across an intro, a drop, a switch up, and a breakdown without getting stale. And in drum and bass, that matters, because the best breaks don't just hit hard, they breathe, they lean, and they keep the arrangement moving. We're working in a mastering-minded context too, so the big question is always, does the raga cut still feel exciting when the bass line, sub, and atmospheres are all in play? If it fights the low end, the mix gets muddy. If it disappears, the track loses energy. So throughout this lesson, we're aiming for that sweet spot. Aggressive, musical, and mix safe. First, start with a disciplined drum rack layout. Put your Amen sample on an audio track, then find the strongest phrase and clean it up. If needed, warp it carefully, but don't overdo the stretching. Part of the Amen's magic is that micro-timing, that human push and pull. You want to preserve that. Once you've got a clean phrase, chop it into a drum rack. Separate the elements by function. Keep your body hits and snare anchors in one area, your ghost notes and top fragments in another, and any vocal stab or raga shout in a third group if you're using one. Think in terms of body, motion, and punctuation. That's the mindset that makes an edit feel like a performance instead of random slicing. For this style, a 2-bar or 4-bar source phrase is ideal. That gives you enough material to evolve the groove without making it feel like chaos. Now let's talk groove. The first instinct might be to slam the break into a heavy shuffle, but in DNB, subtle swing usually goes further. Go into the groove pool and apply a light swing reference first. Around the mid-50s to high-50s swing feel is a good starting point if the phrase feels too rigid. Then keep the timing adjustment fairly restrained, with only a little velocity variation and very little random movement. The point is not to turn the Amen into some totally different rhythm. The point is to nudge the off-grid notes so the raga cut leans and breathes. In D and B, the sub stays steady while the top layer dances. That contrast is what creates bounce. Now wrap the drum rack in an instrument rack, so you can map the important controls to macros. This is where the performance part comes alive. A strong macro layout could be something like swing feel, snare snap, break grit, top end air, delay throw, stereo width, low mid cut, and fill energy. Each of these should have a clear musical job. Don't make one macro do everything. That's a common advanced mistake. The best racks are predictable under your hands and expressive under automation. You want to know exactly what happens when you turn a knob. Inside the rack, map your macros to stock devices like Autofilter, Saturator, EQ8, Utility, Drum Bus, and maybe Echo or Delay if you want more rhythmic throw behavior. If you keep the parameter ranges smart, you can move from restrained to dirty without losing control. Before the effects, shape the slices themselves. Tighten the main snare hit so they punch instead of ring. Keep ghost notes a little lower in velocity and slightly softer. Trim the tops of hats and little fragments so they stay crisp. If you've got a vocal chop in there, leave a touch of air before the transient so it feels like a phrase and not a click. A good starting point is to give the main snare slice a little drum bus for extra crack. A touch of drive, some transient boost, and moderate dampening can make the cut feel much more present. Just be careful not to overcook it. In this style, the snare should smack, but it shouldn't turn into a harsh, splattery mess. Now for one of the most useful advanced tricks in this lesson. Macro-controlled filtering to create the feeling of swing. Map your auto-filter cutoff and maybe a bit of resonance to the swing feel or fill energy macro. This is subtle, but it works beautifully. When the filter opens a little on the off beats or in the fill moments, the break feels more animated even if the note positions stay mostly the same. That's because our ears hear spectral motion as rhythmic motion. So if the bass line is already busy, let the filter movement create the lilt instead of forcing the timing too hard. This keeps the groove alive without clogging the arrangement. Now add grit. Map saturator or drum bus drive to a macro, and use that to move the cut from clean to rude. Keep the distortion moderate and musical. A few dB of saturation can add density and attitude, and a little soft clipping can help control peaks. If the break starts to step on the bass line, carve a bit of low-mid content around 200 to 400 HC with EQ8. Here's a smart pro move. If you map multiple devices to the same macro, don't give them the same range. Let one device move subtly and another move more aggressively. That way the sound evolves in a more natural way as you turn the control. Next, let's program the delay throw behavior. Use Echo or Simple Delay depending on the flavor you want. Set the delay time around an eighth or .16th for movement. Keep the feedback modest, and filter the return so the lows stay out of the way. The key is to automate delay throws only on the last hit of a phrase, or on a vocal chop at the end of a bar. This is where the Raga Cut starts acting like a transition tool instead of just a loop. It becomes a statement. It says, pay attention, something's about to change. In darker jungle, one vocal tail repeating into the next bar can be absolutely huge. In rollers, keep it tighter so it doesn't wash out the groove. Now let's deal with width. DNB breaks live or die on low-end clarity, so use utility for stereo control, but be disciplined. Map width to a macro so you can move between narrower and wider states. Keep the low centered and clean, and high-pass the Raga Cut if there's unnecessary bottom end in the sample. You do not want the break competing with the sub. Use EQ8 to carve out boxy low mids if needed, especially around 250 to 350 Hz. If the snare gets too sharp, a small dip in the upper mids can help. And always check the rack in mono. If the groove falls apart in mono, it's not ready. At this point, think in macro states. This is important. Don't think only in one fixed setting. Think restrained, leaning, pushed, and chaotic. Those are your performance moods. They make automation much faster and help you switch sections cleanly. A really powerful advanced move is to use inverse macro behavior. For example, as grit rises, let width narrow a little. As delay throw rises, let low mid cut increase a little too. That way the break gets more intense without getting cloudy. It's a subtle detail, but it makes a huge difference in a dense DNB arrangement. Another good habit is leaving one element unmacroed. Keep one slice, maybe the main snare or a top hat tick, fixed in place. That gives the listener an anchor, while the rest of the cut moves around it. It's a simple trick, but it helps the groove feel stable even while you're doing wild automation around it. Now let's shape the arrangement. Don't just set the rack and loop it. Use arrangement view automation to perform the cut over time. Here's a solid 16-bar concept. In bars 1 to 4, keep it filtered, narrow, and restrained. In bars 5 to 8, bring in more snap and a touch more swing feel, with delay throws only at the end of phrases. In bars 9 to 12, open the cutoff, add more saturation, and let the ghost note energy come forward. Then in bars 13 to 16, push the fill energy, widen the image, increase the delay throws, and finally pull everything back right before the drop. That's how you make the break feel like part of the arrangement, not just a loop sitting on top of it. In a good DNB tune, the Raga Cut can answer the bass line. It can function like call and response. Let the break speak in bars where the bass leaves space, and let the bass punch back when the break steps aside. For the master chain, keep it light while you're building this. A glue compressor with just a little gain reduction can help hold the section together. A very subtle EQ tilt can keep the top end from getting too sharp. And use a limiter only for safety, not to chase loudness during production. The real test is whether the Raga Cut still feels alive at full level, at low volume, and in mono. You should also test it against your bass line, because that's the real relationship in DNB. Drums and bass have to feel like one engine. If the Raga Cut is too big, it steals the show. If it's too polite, it loses impact. The best cuts sit in the middle. Present, rude, and still making room for the low end. A great way to practice this is to build a two-bar rack with just one amen phrase and one Raga-style vocal chop. Add auto filter, saturator, drum bus, utility, and delay. Map five macros, swing feel, grit, cutoff, delay throw, and width. Make bar one restrained, filtered, and narrow. Make bar two wider, dirtier, and throw a delay on the final hit. Then duplicate it and make a second version with more ghost note activity. Check both in mono and with the bass playing. If you want to go deeper, try a two-layer swing system. Keep one steady core layer for the main phrase and one looser top layer with more swing, filtering, and delay. Then fade the loose layer in only during transitions. That gives you controlled humanization without destabilizing the groove. You can also use macro-driven fill density. Instead of only automating volume or filter, map a macro to note repeats, feedback, transient boost, and maybe sample start position. As the bar approaches the drop, the fill can get more fragmented and more intense. That's a really effective modern jungle technique. And don't forget the power of resampling. Once the rack is working, freeze or resample it to auto. Then rechop the best bars. That commits the vibe and gives you a faster way to build the arrangement. It's a classic heavyweight DNB move. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't overswing the amen. Keep the main snare anchors stable and let the swing live mostly in the top fragments and transition moments. Don't leave too much low end in the break. Carve it out so the sub can breathe. Don't make every macro do 5 different jobs. Keep the rack readable, and don't let delay wash out the groove. Use filtering and phrase end automation so it stays sharp. Also, keep the stereo width under control. Too much width can make the mix feel weak, especially in the low end. Check mono often, and always shape saturation with transient control. Grit without punch control can flatten the whole break. For darker or heavier DNB, use ghost notes as tension, not decoration. Lower their velocity, then automate a little saturation boost at transition points. Let one rag of vocal chop spill slightly over the bar line. That tiny rhythmic overhang can make the whole phrase feel more human and dubwise.